Democracy under attack seems to be a theme these days on many fronts. In the Senate, the Judiciary Committee held a hearing Tuesday under the title Examining the Metastasizing Domestic Terrorist Threat After the Buffalo Attack. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois is the committee chair. He focused on the threat of white supremacist ideology.
Don't take my word for it. During the prior administration, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security found that, and I quote, white supremacist extremism poses a persistent threat of lethal violence, and that since 2000, white supremacists, quote, were responsible for more homicides than any other domestic extremist group. That was a finding by our government. White supremacists were responsible for more homicides than any other domestic extremist movement.
Ranking Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa showed more concern about what he calls left extremism and anti-police attacks. He's also not a fan of focusing on things like white supremacy and replacement theory, the belief that people of color are taking over.
The most deadly ideology often changes year to year. So in 2018 and 2019, that was white, racially motivated and violent extremism. But in 2020, anti-government extremism was the most lethal ideology. One constant of domestic terrorism is that the threat is always shifting, and violence comes from all sides of the political spectrum.
After opening remarks, Durbin showed a short video to illustrate the problem.
Our civilization is superior to the culture that these immigrants are bringing.
This is a flat-out invasion.
It's a war. Undefended, it collapses.
We're just going to consign tens of thousands, perhaps millions of Americans to their deaths.
We have every right to fight to preserve our nation and our heritage and our culture.
One people, one nation, and immigration.
The committee heard from a panel of witnesses called by each party. First up, Garnell Whitfield, the son of 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, the oldest victim of the Buffalo shooting.
This wasn't an act of God. This was an act of a person. And he did not act alone. He was radicalized by white supremacists. His anger and hatred were metastasized like a cancer by people with big microphones in high places screaming that black people were going to take away their jobs and opportunities.
Another witness called by Democrats was Robert Pape, a political science professor and director of the Chicago Project on Society and Threats. He says recent attacks like the Buffalo mass shooting are not the continuation of a trend, but a change driven by extreme theories like white replacement theory, moving from fringe to mainstream.
What we're seeing are politicians becoming more popular, receiving more votes by touting these ideas than before. What we're specifically Donald Trump, our former president, highly unlikely to have the political power he has today were it not for January 6th and the ideas underneath that. So what we're seeing, sir, is once these ideas move into the mainstream, the mechanism is no longer a secret cell organization that's we just got to go root it out. It's unfortunately the incentive structure, and that's why we need a big conversation in the country about this.
The witnesses called by Republicans opposed focusing on white supremacist ideologies. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says he's opposed the expansion of terrorism definitions for 30 years.
I've been one of the most vocal critics of Antifa, one of the most violent anti-free speech movements in our history, but I was one of the first to object to characterizing Antifa as a terrorist group for the same reason.
The debate over domestic terrorism and the role of white supremacist ideologies will continue to be debated in the halls of Congress and beyond. And the threat will also continue. Around the time the Judiciary Committee was coming to order, the Department of Homeland Security issued its latest National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin. It opens with the words, "The United States is in a heightened threat environment," and it continues, "In the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic." People like Garnell Whitfield will be watching.
My mother's life mattered. My mother's life mattered. And your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.